Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Five key ingredients to a high converting lead magnet. Now, before I get into the five, what is a lead magnet to any of you who have never really heard of one? Well, a magnet, it attracts. So your customers, we're providing them with something of high value. Maybe you have taken something for free from me or anybody else that you follow in exchange for an email address. So somebody offers you something, there is a gated wall or a landing page where to receive that thing, you add your details. So you're giving your email address in exchange for something of high value. Inside that lead magnet, there is 9 times out of 10, not only the free thing that you've downloaded that promises you something, but then normally there is a sequence that nurtures you and ultimately sells to you. Why is this so important? Well, in a world where attention is such a valuable commodity, you find out who somebody is. And most of the content at the moment that we see, apart from places like YouTube, is shorter form. It's attention. You only find out snippets of somebody's program or offer. And it's very, very difficult in a lot of cases to build and nurture a relationship with somebody who's constantly just seeing snippets of your content. How does somebody actually build a deeper relationship with you? You take them a layer down, and a layer down where you can add more value. If you've ever downloaded something from somebody and watched something in an inner circle or behind a inner website, or you've downloaded a PDF, for example, you've got a mini solution to a problem that they know exists. Now, here's the good thing about a lead magnet. If I create something to give you with a specific title, I know that you have that specific problem. And if I keep providing you with the right level of information aligned with that specific problem, and then I provide you a bigger solution to the problem, which could be my product offering, coaching in your case, then there's a bigger, stronger chance of me signing up. So a lead magnet is something that you're giving away for free in exchange for an email address, but it is something very specific that you're giving away, which helps siphon a specific target audience and gives you an opportunity to nurture and eventually sell to that audience. So there are five key ingredients to a high converting lead magnet. Number one is you need to pick a very powerful topic. A lot of people, the first thing they do is they go straight into actually creating the free thing. And then they don't put hardly any effort into the landing page and the title. Now, if I said to you on this right now, I've got something to give you for free. It's a business book. You would turn around to me and go, all right, it's just a business book. There's no intrigue. There's no, is that going to be a value to me? There is no specificity. But if I said to you, as I've done recently, I've got a free video which shows you how to upgrade the way that you do your testimonials, which will 5x the amount of book calls that you will receive after you've shared it. All you need to do is give me your email address and I'll send it to you right away. Now, I've done that recently to my audience. Maybe you saw it. And I had hundreds of people message me asking me for it. I'm giving something specifically away and I know now that that group of people has the problem. So the title is key. I'm just going to give you something subtle for you to think about. There's many ways of creating the title, which is what comes down to copywriting. How to do something, how to do X without the loss of, without the fear of. For example, how to lose 10 pounds, regain your self-confidence without losing your social life. Well, if your audience are people that are quite sociable, quite busy, and they want to lose weight without feeling like they're on a fully non-restrictive diet, and they want to do it without losing their social life, they'll be very intrigued to know how you could do that. You could say, how to drop 10 pounds whilst maintaining a busy schedule and getting the best shape of your life. If this is to business professionals that travel, they're very busy, then what you've done is said, how to actually change your body shape whilst maintaining a busy work schedule. Well, let's say, for example, you're talking to business executives that have very busy diaries. They don't want to speak to a bodybuilding prep coach that says for the next 12 or 16 weeks, you're not going to be able to work because you're so focused on doing the prep. But I actually have a method of coaching that helps you to be able to get XYZ in the best shape of your life whilst maintaining a busy schedule. I'm going to be able to siphon those people down, and maybe 100, 200, 500 people, depending on the size of your audience, they will be attracted to it. Then we can nurture that audience from there. Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings, and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. So the title is very, very important. Now, one of the things that we've done, a little tip for you, is if you think that a title is something you want to use, all you need to do is to go onto your Instagram stories and say, I'm put together this, would this be of value to you? And you could test it, and you could see whether people like it. Or you could put a title of X and Y and see whether or not your audience chooses one or the other. That would give you a very good indication as to which one would be work best. Number two is you must choose the right format. Now, I'm more of an educator, so a lot of what I put together is videos, or it is short trainings, it's PowerPoint presentations. And I know that when I speak on camera, I speak on video, I'm very, very confident, I'm able to sell, I'm able to speak, am I able to educate? What is the format that's best for your audience to have this, whatever it is, from you? Is it a format of a PDF, an ebook, or a video series? I had a video series that helped personal trainers completely transform their PT business, and it was 30-day emails. And would you believe it that we had 80% of people opening those emails all the way up to 30 days? Why? It was so valuable because the PTs are directing it out wanted to know 30 strategies to completely transform their personal training business in the next 30 days. So it was a video format. But you need to decide what is the best format that you're going to put it at relative to the actual offer or title that you are promising people. Number three, it's got to be very, very good. It's got to be very, very good. Your best work. What I've noticed over the years, and I've produced a lot of lead magnets, video series, ebooks, PDFs, cheat sheets, whatever it may be, I've always put a lot of work into them. I put a lot of work into the graphic design. I put a lot of work into the amount that I give, and I do not shirk on the quantity that I share. A lot of people just, let it just be a one pager. Is somebody going to watch it, download it, use it, and go, wow? If this is the quality of your free stuff, then I want to see your paid stuff. If this is the quality of your free stuff, I don't really want to be in the program. It's got to be an elevation. So just think about that. Don't put a little bit of effort in. Put maximum level of effort in. Now, doesn't mean that it needs to be 20 pages long just to get the free value. It could be one or two pages, but it's got to be very, very good. Number four, a lot of coaches make this mistake. There has to be calls to action on the final page of it and all the way through it. If you've got results in there, if you want people to take action, if you want them to click on a link in an email that they send you, if you want them to send you a message with whatever they've actually consumed, watched, read, whatever, there needs to be calls to action for them to actually do something. If you want to learn more, make sure you click this link. If you want to go here, and you need to make it very, very simple for them to be able to do, as opposed to go to Instagram, send me a DM, copy this, do that, everything that we ever do, click this link and you'll be able to do this, book a call with the team. And it's very, very simple. So don't make it complicated. And then the final thing is following up. So for example, in our DMs, if we send anybody something for free, we ask them how they got on with it. That sparks a conversation. That conversation could lead to a book call. The follow-up can also come in an automated process. Having something such as ActiveCampaign, which is an email marketing piece of software. So when somebody adds their email address, they receive the free thing, maybe straight away on a landing page or maybe one email within the next hour or so. They receive that. And then over the course of the next 5, 7, 10, 14 days, however long your automated emails will be, you provide additional value. So you might provide, oh, I was going to provide this in it, but I didn't. So in this email, here it is. Or one of my clients achieved this incredible result. They did this. They felt like this. If you would love to get in the same shape, click the link below and book a call. Next email. And then you go through this value, results, proposing, calls to action process of nurturing and building a better relationship with the audience that you've gained their email address from over time. So you're following up that way. You're following up by checking in on people and saying, how did you find it? You see, people will consume your free content until you actually give them a reason to contact you, click a link, book a call, etc. So point number one was pick a good title. Point number two was create the format or choose the format. Number three was make it bloody good. Number four was create clear calls to action within it. What do I do next? And number five was make sure there is a follow-up, an email sequence or somebody following up, because it's in that point of contact that it's inevitable the sale will happen. So five key ingredients to create a high converting lead magnet. As always, I hope you found it of value. Make sure if you want to find out more about our coaching programs and how we can help you build your business, you click the link in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you are listening on iTunes, just give us a shout on Instagram. Drop me a message if you need any help. You'll find all the links on my page. But for now, we'll speak to you soon.